Today is Wednesday, September 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm once again recording a little bit early. It's 3:07. It's 3:07 on a Wednesday. I have work meetings until 6 o'clock, and I had a break from now until 3:30, and so I thought, I better go ahead and record because I have orchestra rehearsal at 6:30, and it takes about 20 minutes to get from here to orchestra rehearsal. And then that goes on until 8, and then I come home and we eat, and the rest of my evening is just, you know, basically all shot. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and use this time to do a little bit of recording, and I don't know if I'll get it edited before I have to go to my next meeting, but at the very least, I'll get a recording out there. So there's been a lot of talk about the Bartesian. Wes, gay country boy Wes, on the Twitter says that he was interested in that as well. Because I posted a picture of my setup. So I don't know if any of you guys have not seen on Twitter. I don't really do Facebook. I'm on Instagram, but I don't interact with it as often. And so if you go to my Twitter, that's where you'll find, you know, when I post photos of things or when I'm responding to people or anything like that. You know, I would prefer if you call me or if you send an email if you want something to be on the show. However, occasionally I will go and read things from Twitter on the show like I'm doing today, especially when I don't have a lot of content. Because nothing really is going on at the moment. We're even to the point, and I don't know if you guys, and I stay pretty busy. I mean, because I have orchestra, I have all the podcasting that I do, I have a million hobbies. For instance, I haven't done anything, but I don't know why I find Blender. And I know, here I am going back on that, but I don't know why I find Blender so fascinating. And Blender, for anyone who's new, is a 3D modeling application, but it is amazing. You can create 3D models. You can create 2D animation. You can create visual effects. You can edit videos in Blender. It's completely free. It's open source. And people create amazing stuff. All the CGI that you see in movies is created in applications like Blender. Now, a lot of the movies you'll see, they're using other applications, but Blender over the past few years has really made a lot of strides, and now you may see some effects from Blender in actual blockbuster movies. But there are, you know, a lot of, but anyway, it's very similar. It's very hard to learn, but for whatever reason, I find it fascinating. I get really frustrated when I try to do things myself. And I even thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to learn this. Even if it's just a hobby, I'm going to learn it. And, I'm going to put things on Twitter and Instagram that I create in Blender. So I created a vase. I created a little scene with I don't even remember. I created a little scene with something in it. Some furniture. But the only time that I really have to do it is when we're sitting in front of the TV, because our TV time is very important to us. And but recently I've been, you know, the past couple of days, I found a guy who was 3D modeling a character. I don't know that I could ever do this, but he takes a reference image of this cartoon anime-looking girl, creates a head, a tongue, teeth, lips, ears, eyebrows, eyeballs, all of it, And then, you know, the shoulders and the, you know, and I just have it playing in the background now while I'm doing my work. I'm not following along because there's no way I would get frustrated. I can't. And, you know, maybe one day, I mean, maybe when I retire, I'll be able to spend hours and hours and hours on this 3D modeling. But anyway, point is, I stay busy. I have a million hobbies, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But all of that stuff, there's not a whole lot of that that's really exciting to talk about on the podcast. So really nothing is happening. But I was, you know, I am now watching, you know, more Blender tutorials just, you know, in whatever, not even in my spare time, but like I'm writing a paper for work and a strategy document or whatever. And I'll just have, you know, a Blender video on in the background. So yesterday we, you know, normal routine. Last week we did all of our walking because we walk every day because I was determined, or for the most part every day, because I was determined that, you know, if I wasn't going to be doing P90X, we were going to be doing something to get some exercise. Now, I need to be doing something a little bit more like, I don't know, elliptical or something that burns a little bit more calories. I need to be doing some weights. I need to be doing, but at the very least, I don't want to just get completely sedentary where all I'm doing is sitting all day long every day. And so I thought, you know what? At the very least, we're going to walk. And so we walk every day, but, you know, and last week we did it in the mornings, which actually works pretty good because, like I said, I stay very busy. And like, for instance, this evening when I'm, you know, getting done with work and then immediately getting in my car and driving to my orchestra rehearsal. And so doing it in the morning made a lot of sense last week, but it's so hard to get up earlier. I was watching this other YouTube video, just listening to it in the background. Sometimes I'll have YouTube playing in the background just as filler. When I was growing up and I would do my homework for school, I always had TV going or talk radio or something. I always had some sort of noise on in the background. And so I tend to do that today. If I'm not in a meeting, I've got a podcast on, I've got a YouTube video on, I've got something on this second monitor here. And I was watching, sometimes I'll watch TED Talks, and there was one about, finding inspiration in your work, or I don't remember, I guess that wasn't I was just flipping back and forth between TED Talks, and one of them was mentioning ways to be more productive in life, you know, both career, but also, you know, just personal life. And it said, oh, people who get up early are much more productive. And so, you know, and it said, if you can get up early and get all these things accomplished, you know, you get so much more done than other people. And so ideally getting walking done in the morning is good for productivity because that, you know, frees up our hours in the evening to do other things. And so, so we were walking in the morning, but it is so hard to get up early. So this week I was like, there's no reason. Let's go back to walking in the evening. But then today we had to get up and do our walk in the morning because there's literally no time. Like I said, I'm going to be in a meeting until 6 and then I have to go immediately to orchestra and there's no time. So anyway, yesterday we walked in the afternoon though. And there were a lot of people at the park that we walk in. It's the city hall of Tonti Town where I live. And so... I don't know if it's like once a month or something like that on Tuesdays for whatever. We haven't figured out what it is, but there's all these cars there in the evening on Tuesday evenings, but it's like once a month. And when before the grape festival happened, I thought, oh, maybe it's, you know, the grape festival committee or something like that. But it's not because the grape festival's over and they're still having these meetings. I don't know what they are. I don't know if it's, you know, board meetings, you know, city council meetings where people can go. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of people there. But we did our walk and then we had to go to the grocery store because I was making spaghetti last night. I actually made the sauce over the weekend. But I wanted some sort of bread to go with it and I wanted to make a salad. And all we had was lettuce. And so I needed a couple of more vegetables to make salad. And so we went to the grocery store. You know, nothing very eventful there. And then we went home and I cooked dinner and we ate. And that was pretty much it. I mean, we're caught up now with RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. And like I said, we're basically out of shows because we're at that weird part where, you know, unless you're watching every game show, which we are watching a lot of the game shows, a lot of the primetime television hasn't come back yet. And so even some of the YouTube videos that we watch, like Good Mythical Morning, they reduce the number of episodes they do during the summer. And so we're trying to find stuff. And, you know, I mean, that's our quality time, our walking and our TV watching and eating. That's when Mark and I are hanging out together. And we both really enjoy to watch TV. So, you know, it's just kind of what we do. I guess we could play board games or, you know, other things like that. It's only a couple of hours in the evening, but I don't know. Anyway, so we didn't really do anything. We caught up on RuPaul's Drag Race recap and we watched some MasterChef Australia. And then, but tonight's going to be really busy and I'm even going to have to just pick up a grilled chicken sandwich because I'm not going to have time to cook. But we have a long weekend coming up. I'm so looking forward to that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.